Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
May of 1945 saw the lights go on again. Once more, the nation's capital was blazing in all its glory. And in cities throughout the nation, the blackout was ended. Germany had surrendered. The war in Europe was over. There was still a war to be fought to a finish in the Pacific. But that couldn't dim the celebration that marked the fall of Hitler and the end of his dreams of world.
Welcome to the Savage Nation for Thursday, May 8th, 2014. May 9th, which is tomorrow, is actually Victory Day, the day the Germans surrendered to the Soviet Union. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because the Holocaust, where 6 million Jews and about 3 million others were slaughtered in the most brutal fashions imaginable or unimaginable by the Nazis, is a big part of World War II. And to see Spielberg, Katzenberg, and the other Hollywood moguls presenting Obama with the Humanitarian of the Year Award got me sick. I actually got sick last night. I couldn't sleep. Commercializing the Holocaust, using the Holocaust for commercial reasons is a sickening sight, frankly, and this is something that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. To use the epic tragedy of the Holocaust for personal or political gain is a travesty, Spielberg, Katzenberg. Don't you understand what I'm saying to you? But what's even more disturbing is that Spielberg takes this opportunity to praise the most anti-Israel president since the creation of the State of Israel. Obama is the most anti-Israel president since Israel was created. And for Spielberg to so, in such a craven manner, give Obama an award last night in Los Angeles, a Humanitarian of the Year award, got me sick. I'm going to ask you on the Savage Nation. There's no sound, by the way. This was all hidden. Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Spielberg hid the event. They hid the event, but L.A. was closed down for Obama to go there and receive the award from these Hollywood moguls on the graves of the Holocaust survivors and the other victims of genocide, by the way. And I got sick from it. I got ill. I was looking for sound, and you couldn't get it. And then you have Spielberg going to the podium, saying everywhere from Syria to southern Sudan, the world has yet to learn the lessons, said Spielberg. He said of genocide and war during his introduction of Obama. And then Spielberg went on saying, this program exists because we know the future can be rewritten. Well, he ought to talk about anti-Semitism in the Ukraine right now, where proto-Nazi parties have existed for a long period of time. The Ukrainian fascists are alive and well. Putin knows it. Putin's speaking about the rise of Nazism in Europe right now, and what he's speaking about specifically is the rise of Ukrainian Nazism. And again, we're on the wrong side of history. Everywhere you look in the world, this man, this upside-down president, is on the wrong side of history. And then Obama accepts the award and says, Obama, a memory has become a sacred duty of all people of goodwill, said Obama, after accepting, listen to this, the Ambassador of Humanity Award from Spielberg. How in the world can you sit idly by, whether you're Jewish or Christian, I don't care what your religion is or what your religion isn't, does this cynicism not disturb you? At a celebration hosted where Spielberg, Katzenberg, Brolin, Streisand, let the president get up there and use the Holocaust to push the midterm elections, jobs, the Affordable Care Act, energy, the Middle East, equal pay, climate change. Does that not get you sick? Does it not get you sick that this phony who talks about poverty goes to Alan and Cindy Horn's house in Bel Air for a $64,800 a night couple to meet the great man? 90 guests paid $64,800 to be around this fraud. Can you believe this? A motorcade that blocked up the entire area. Beverly Glen Road, a beautiful area. Beverly Glenn Road, completely locked off so that the president can receive the Humanitarian of the Year award from Spielberg. Does it get any uglier than this? Bundler Jeffrey Katzenberg's DreamWorks Animation Campus in November. Top Bundler Jeffrey Katzenberg's DreamWorks Animation Campus last November gave him a fortune. Just never forget who put Obama in power. Long before you ever heard of him, long before he was known, they picked him, they found him, and they created him. It was Spielberg, Katzenberg, Geffen, and the rest of them who created this presidency. And here they are now, to add insult to injury, along the lines of the Nobel Prize that wasn't, to give it to this man. Now, Spielberg should know better. He should know better because he created the Oscar-winning Schindler's List, which was a great movie. But do you think Obama deserves the Ambassador for Humanity Award? Do you? I'm asking you a simple question. In the room was David Geffen. In the room was George Lucas. In the room was every power broker in Hollywood. Why would they give this money? Why would they give this power to Obama? Disney boss Bob Iger and his wife will obey. They served as vice chairs. And by the way, she's slated to head USC School of Journalism. They were joined by vice chairs, big Dem donors, J.J. Abrams and Katie McGrath. IAC boss Barry Dillpickle. Moneyball producer Sidney Kimmel. James Brolin. And participant media's Jeff Skoll. Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch was there. Sumner Redstone was there. Viacom CEO Philippe Darman was there. Fox Filmed Entertainment CEO Jim Giannopoulos and his wife Ann were there. Paramount's Brad Gray was there. Warner Brothers CEO Kevin Tsujihara was there. Warner Brothers Chair Barry Meyer and his wife Wendy were there. DreamWorks co-chair CEO Stacy Snyder was there. They're all there. They have a right to be there. But I'm asking you another question. Here is a transcript of the president's speech last night at the Shoah Foundation event. I'm not going to read it to you. I'm sickened by this. I'm sickened by the thought that Hollywood moguls, many of whom are of Jewish descent, I know you're not allowed to say that, but I just said it because it's true, would take the Holocaust and use it to curry favor with a president? I'm asking you if it's not disgusting. I know that many people say, oh, don't do this show, Savage. Don't do the show because you're going to be misinterpreted by your enemies. Well, let my enemies do what they want. It doesn't matter to me. All I care about are my friends. And I want to say this to you. I was traumatized, as was everyone of my generation, by the images that came back from Germany, Poland, Lithuania, Hungary, Romania, after World War II. Remember, I'm a little older than most of the people in the media. I was not directly affected by the Holocaust, thank God. But in my neighborhood, there were people who walked around with tattoos on their wrists, and people whispered about them. And then I heard the men talking. I was five years old, 4 years old, and I heard stories about what was done to them and their families in the camps. I heard about German Nazi guards making them eat fecal matter to survive. I won't get into any more details than that. And then worse than that, my friend's father was a war correspondent in Queens, New York, later on, and he had an entire basement filled with black and white photographs that they took at Bergen-Belsen and the other concentration camps. And I, as a child, 5 years old, went through them with my friends, and we sat and we walked out of the room white-faced. We couldn't believe what we were seeing. Pictures you've never seen yet. Pictures that have never been published of the actual atrocities. So in a sense, I was traumatized by that, which is one of the reasons I'm motivated to get up here every day, because I can smell Nazism. I can smell fascism. I smell it in this government! Everywhere I turn, I smell a fascist. I don't care whether they march with a swastika or a green banner. I don't care if they call themselves liberals or fascists. They're the same thing if what they want to do is take away my freedom and put me into a confined space and tell me how to eat, what I should drink, what I should think, what I should speak, what I should say, what I shouldn't say, turn left, turn right, go straight, go backwards. I am your government. That is fascism by any definition. And so I say to you, I, of all people in the media, existent today, talking today, am as sensitized to this issue as anyone else. And there are others who are obviously sensitized to the issue. But yet no one chose to talk about this travesty that occurred last night in Los Angeles, that so many Jewish members of Hollywood would so cynically abuse the memory of the deaths of 6 million people to curry favor with Obama. And you have to ask yourself why they did it. Because there must be a reason for it. And the reason that I can tell is money. Hollywood begs for a tax break in some states, including California. You may not understand this. They didn't just give him an award at the Holocaust Award Gala last night because they wanted to touch his sleeve. They must have wanted something. They received accolades. He gave them accolades. Spielberg invoked the examples of Oscar Schindler. He's trying to turn Obama now into Oscar Schindler, the man who saved so many individuals. In praising this president, who's the biggest enemy of Israel I've ever seen in my lifetime, in praising Obama, this Spielberg said, quote, "Obama is someone who has not stood by. He has said that as long as America can do something, whether military, economic, or moral example, we will do what we can." Obama's done nothing. He's done nothing. He then mentioned Obama's creation of the Atrocities Prevention Board as a sign of Obama's willingness to do something about genocide. Really? And what has the Atrocities Prevention Board done to prevent atrocities in Syria, for example? Nothing. He created a pink line that was crossed by Assad. And what has he done about the Nazis in the Ukraine who are on the warpath again? Nothing. Nothing. So again, it's a complete fraud. Everything that Spielberg, Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg Dutch is a lie. It's a lie from top to bottom. The men are not real men. The women are not real women. The couples are not real couples. Everything they do is a fraud. It's all Disneyland. And yet they took the Holocaust and used it for their own advantage. It's sickening. It's ill. What has this Atrocities Prevention Board done to stop the slaughter of Christians in the Middle East under Obama, Mr. Spielberg? Nothing. And what's even more disturbing is that Spielberg's father was a bombardier in World War II. Did you know that his father was a bombardier or a pilot on a B-24 in World War II in the European campaigns? The son should know better. The son should know better. He knows about the death camps. And yet he uses the Holocaust to peddle Obama? I will ask you again. I think I've made my point from my point of view. Do you think Obama has done anything to warrant the Humanitarian of the Year Award? Are you offended by Hollywood liberals using the Holocaust for political reasons? But wait, it gets even worse than this. John Kerry, as weird as he is, became even crazier last night. John Kerry gave a speech blaming Boko Haram's terrorism on poverty. I swear to God, I'm not making this up. The madness continues. Either they're all on drugs or they're total psychopaths. It's starting to look more and more like Hitler's henchmen. They were all on drugs. Every one of them was a drug addict. Here is Kerry blaming Nigeria's situation of Boko Haram and their mass slaughter on poverty in clip number 8. You got to play this, Neil. No one will believe this.
We see with what is happening in Nigeria with Boko Haram, the extents to which this can disrupt the world. It's a challenge to all of us. And what I saw in Africa convinced me as I talked to leader after leader and asked them how they balance this tension of these challenges that they face. They all talked about poverty and the need to alleviate poverty, and that much of this challenge comes out of this poverty, where young people are grabbed at an early stage, proffered a little bit of money, their minds are bended, and then the money doesn't matter anymore. They've got the minds, and they begin to direct them into these very extreme endeavors.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. SwissAmerica.com. It is the media that we're talking about. The media is what has destroyed the United States of America, and the media continues to destroy the United States of America and the Western world, not only by their lack of reportage, but by their sycophantic behavior, as exemplified by the movie industry kowtowing to Obama last night in L.A., giving him the Humanitarian Year of the Award, surrounded by memories of the death of 6 million Jews and 3 million others during World War II. And I ask you again, do you think Obama has done anything to warrant a humanitarian award? I don't. Tell me where I'm wrong. Are you offended by Hollywood liberals using the Holocaust for political reasons? Tell me if I'm wrong for asking the question. Kerry says that the Boko Haram terrorists, who killed 600 more, I think, last night, burning a hotel to the ground, tell me if they are doing this as a result of poverty. Do you believe that it's terrorism as a result of poverty? Okay, let's begin in Las Vegas. Judy's calling from KBET. Judy, please make your point. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, you are so correct. They are. Think of that. And the Quisling that sits in the White House is just that. He makes me sick to my stomach. He is an anti-Semite. He is an anti-Christian. I am a Jewish woman. I am a yurt. I've taken care of Holocaust victims. It is horrendous.
You know, I have a picture of Spielberg's face that made me sick. It's on michaelsavage.com. I caught one picture. If you see that, I mean, you could use the word fawning over Obama. It's something to watch, to see a man with this much power called Spielberg literally curling up into a ball of deference to this thing called Obama, and to give him a Humanitarian of the Year award on the graves of 6 million Jews. Is there no Jewish leadership left in America? Where are you, Rabbi Chaya? Where are you, Anti-Defamation League?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
President Obama was the guest of honor on Wednesday at a fundraising gala celebrating the USC Shoah Foundation. He shared a table with Steven Spielberg and Bruce Springsteen and chatted with Barbara Streisand and Samuel L. Jackson. Spielberg established the foundation 20 years ago to collect video testimonies from survivors of the Holocaust and other genocides. The video archive now includes more than 50,000 personal accounts and is available to schools across the globe. Spielberg said of the foundation's mission, as long as we fail to learn, our work will be urgent work.
That's all very noble, and I salute Spielberg for his fine work, but I'm disgusted with Spielberg for using the Holocaust to curry favor with Obama by giving him the Humanitarian of the Year award. It's just that simple. By the way, the Boko Haram terrorist group in Nigeria is fundamentally killing and terrorizing only the Christian community, Mr. Obama. And by the way, Mr. Spielberg, you talk so wonderfully about Obama's Atrocity Prevention Board. He has done nothing, nothing to stop the slaughter of Christians in Nigeria and around the Middle East by Muslim fanatics. How in the world can Spielberg and Katzenberg and Geffen and these other geniuses not see that the world sees through them? Do they think that we are all drug addicts who go to their movies and sit like dummies eating popcorn? Do they think that we are all their puppets to be played with forever? Do they not see that there are those of us out there who can see right through this? So what is it that Spielberg wants from Obama? What is it that Geffen and Katzenberg want from Obama? What do they fear? I mean, there's got to be a financial element to this. There's no reason to give Obama a Humanitarian of the Year award. I don't understand this. It's actually the Ambassador for Humanity award last night in Los Angeles. Spielberg et al. Was there. They can do what they want as a private organization, but I am saying to you to use the graves of 6 million Jews and 3 million others, to do so is disgusting. Moreover, Obama, by my estimation, is the most anti-Israel president since Israel was created. Everything he has said has indicated this. Everything he has done has indicated this. And I think I've made my case. But again, you talk about Boko Haram and Nigeria. It's Christians who are being targeted. These are Christian girls who have been kidnapped and will be sold into slavery. And by the way, the team that Obama said he's sending to Nigeria does not include a military team. I was shocked to see this. Instead, he's going to send a bunch of girls and boys from Ivy League colleges, along with the FBI, to talk about it in Nigeria, but do nothing about it. He could have used drones on Boko Haram leadership. He could have launched drones without saying a word. Instead, he chose to make another show. Everything this president does is the Potemkin incident. Everything the president does is a charade. There's nothing authentic about him. So you say, well, what are you getting so excited about? If you know he's a phony, and if you know everything he does is a phony, what are you talking about it for? Well, that's a good point. Why am I talking about it? Why does it even agitate me? And then you can go further and say they're all phonies. Every president's a fake and a front man. They mean nothing. Okay, well, you could take that position, too. And then you can go golfing if you want to, go play tennis. You know, you could do that as well. And you say, ho-hum, I can do nothing. You can do nothing your whole life by saying it's all a charade. What do I care? What can I do? That's the right attitude. Just do nothing and assure yourself that you're smarter than everybody because you can see through the charade, and therefore you don't have to do anything. Well, that's the wrong attitude. I'll give you a simple example. There are about 10,000 of them I could give you. I'll give you one I saw this morning. A few years ago, whales were trapped under the Arctic ice because of global cooling. They couldn't get out of the ice. They couldn't get to the open sea. Yeah, oh yeah, the ice pack was so locked in, the poor whales couldn't get back out to the open sea. So humanitarians who love animals went up there and started cutting holes in the ice 2 miles long to try to get the whales out to the open sea. But then they hit almost a mountain of ice because the ice had compressed between two floes. It compressed and they couldn't cut it. They called in the Russians, who brought in an icebreaker that could plow through anything. And the Russian icebreaker came along and cut a channel right through that pack ice so that the whales could go out to the open sea. And two of the three who were trapped survived. She said, well, what are you talking about? Well, those are people who cared about whales, and they saved them. So in other words, it takes caring to save a whale. It takes caring to save a dog from a pound. It takes caring to save a cat from a pound. It takes caring to save a nation from a despotic phony. That's what I'm telling you. And yet you have the most powerful Hollywood people in the history of the world. They create images that pollute the entire universe. They create images in the idea factories of Hollywood where every movie is either pornographic or violent. And yet they then lecture you to not have a gun. They have bodyguards with machine guns, but you shouldn't have a gun. Every movie they make is about violence against women, violence in general, or pornographic in its imagery. And yet they talk against violence and they talk against guns. Sean Penn being one of the biggest phonies in the history of the world, in my opinion. Every movie he makes is a violent movie. Either he beats someone or tears them apart or shoots them, punches them, hits them with a stick, and then goes around Hollywood like he's Mr. Peacenik. You see the same thing with the other phonies in Hollywood. And now to top it off, this is the topper today. This to me was the epitome of hypocrisy last night. To take the graves of 6 million and use them to advance the liberal agenda is sickening. But it's not about that. This is a new low. I've never seen anything like it. I can't stop talking about it. I couldn't sleep last night. I couldn't sleep. When I saw this, I was agitated. I got ill. I got ill because I never thought I'd see the day that so many Jewish people in Hollywood would be this low. I guess it just came out of my mouth. I could have said the word liberals, but I'm sorry to tell you that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying something entirely different. I'm ill from it. I'm getting iller from it. As I talk about it, I'm getting even more agitated. I've never seen anything like this in my whole life. Never. You could support Obama. You could send him $1 trillion. I don't care. It's a free country. But you don't use the graves of 6 million Jews to sell his agenda. He got there and he started talking about all of his agenda points. That's what he did last night. Every one of his agenda points is what he pushed last night. Every one of his agenda points he pushed last night. from the atrocity of Obamacare to the atrocity of gun control to the atrocity of fraudulent global warming so that green gangsters can make a fortune. This is what he did at the Holocaust dinner last night. What is it that I'm saying that you don't understand? Tell me what I'm saying that is offensive. If I've offended you, can you tell me how? Is anyone listening to this show finds what I said thus far in the first 40 minutes of the Savage Nation program tonight offensive? Tell me what I said that offended you. I'd like one open line for those offended by what I said. Robert, leave one open line. Let's take some calls while you're opening a line. KSFO in San Francisco, Donald, go. How do you feel about Obama getting this award by Spielberg at all?
I am just totally livid. It's beyond almost expression that this would go this low and that Jewish people would support this administration. It's they're either totally co-opted, they're totally Marxist, or they're totally stupid. They bought
Donald, did you know about this award that he was given last night by Spielberg?
I did not know about it till I heard it on your show.
Okay, so do you share my outrage? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you offended that I even brought it up? Should I have talked about Obamacare instead?
Not at all. I mean, somebody has to blow the whistle. This is, we're going down the same path that Nazi Germany went down. We're going.
Has Obama done anything, in your opinion, to warrant a humanitarian award? I can't think of it. Maybe I'm so blinded by rejection of his crazed policies that I can't see it. What has he done that he should warrant the Humanitarian of the Year award or whatever they gave him?
Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely.
Nothing. I mean, it's all a fraud. And they cater to him, get on their hands and knees. You see the picture of Spielberg, you can throw up. Like holding on to Obama like he's God himself. Craven on the ground. And who's there? Katzenberg. Streisand. The entire crowd of those who have polluted America. There they are at the Hyatt Regency, Century Plaza. There they are. The people who have polluted America. The sewer pipe of Hollywood. There they were. And the sewer pipe of Hollywood gives this man an award. And then Bruce Springsteen to top it off. I'm supposed to like Bruce Springsteen? Why? Why do I have to like Bruce Springsteen? Why? Tell me why Bruce Springsteen is my hero. Why do conservatives think Springsteen is so wonderful? What has he done that makes him wonderful? Nothing. Wherever you look, Syria, Sudan, wherever you look, there's hell going on Earth, and Obama's done nothing. Okay, do you disagree with me? Robert, do we have anyone who's offended? Does anyone agree with me? Everyone's agreeing with me except one moron who called and said the Holocaust didn't exist. We had a few Nazis called to bother Robert. We're not talking about the Holocaust. We're talking about the hypocrisy of Hollywood. That's what we're talking about. Okay? $64,000, $800 a couple at Alan and Cindy Horn's house in Bel Air in order to touch this fraud's skirts, to touch the skirt of his suit jacket. They paid $64,800. The motorcade wound its way toward Bel Air along Beverly Glen Boulevard. There were huge crowds of morons along the route, as a few onlookers as well, in the neighborhood of Beverly Glen. I know Beverly Glen very well. I visited a few times a year. There's a good deli up there. It's actually a good Italian restaurant up there where I got scungili, to be honest. When you say Beverly Glen, I think scungili. They're from New Jersey. They know Italian food. I mean, I'm just telling you, I know the area well. Again, there he goes again. Another fundraiser with the sewer pipe of Hollywood. Overnight visit, $64,000, $800 a couple at the Bel Air home of Disney Studios chairman Alan Horn. Alan Horn. Stop at the Top Bundler Jeffrey Katzenberg's DreamWorks Animation Campus last November. That's where he went last year. This marks Obama's 17th trip to L.A. since taking office in early 2009. Going where the big money is. Going where the big money is. And Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid was there. House Minority Leader, the Green Energy Queen, Nancy Pelosi, was at the Horn event for the bluntly titled House-Senate Victory Fund. So they used the Holocaust, in other words, to raise money so the Democrats can hold on to the Senate on top of it all. You know, I have never seen anything like this. Now, where is the Anti-Defamation League? Where are all of the professional complainers in the ADL tonight saying, you know what, there's a limit, Spielberg. You can't use the graves of 6 million to sell a political end, Stephen. You went over the edge here. What happened to you, Stephen? They didn't say it. They were probably sitting there eating the rubber chicken. Excuse me, the rubber salmon. No one eats rubber chicken dinners anymore. The rubber salmon. Farm salmon dinners. The farm salmon dinner. Yep, that's what's going on in the world. That's what's going on in the world. You got any comments on this? There's no room to get on the board. Apparently, I'm not the only one outraged by this. Apparently, people listen to my show. And, well, there's a woman who's not outraged. She thinks that he deserves the Humanitarian of the Year award. KBET, Tasha, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. I don't necessarily think he deserves the award. What I think is it's their choice. They can give the award to whoever they want. If there's an award for best radio host and people choose to give it to you, that's great. I don't agree.
Hold on. I am the best radio host, but he's not the best ambassador for humanity, is my point.
In your opinion, but you're not in charge of giving.
All right, so you're making the opinion that he is the ambassador for humanity and deserves the prize. What has Obama done then that would make him qualified to be the ambassador for humanity?
That's not my argument at all.
Well, of course it is. Otherwise, your argument has no basis whatsoever. In other words, I've done sufficient radio for you to say, of course you can argue that he's probably the best in radio or one of the best. How can you argue that he's one of the best ambassadors for humanity is what I'm asking you.
That's not my argument. So you're asking me a question.
Well, that's because you're distorting the whole picture. How do you feel about using the graves of 6 million dead Jews to curry favor with the president? Doesn't that strike you as kind of demented?
Yes. Like I said.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you finally agreed. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
President Obama was the guest of honor on Wednesday at a fundraising gala celebrating the USC Shoah Foundation. He shared a table with Steven Spielberg and Bruce Springsteen and chatted with Barbara Streisand and Samuel L. Jackson. Spielberg established the foundation 20 years ago to collect video testimonies from survivors of the Holocaust and other genocides. The video archive now includes more than 50,000 personal accounts and is available to schools across the globe. Spielberg said of the foundation's mission, as long as we fail to learn, our work will be urgent work.
Commercializing the Holocaust is the topic today. It doesn't get any lower than what happened last night in Los Angeles. Isn't it bad enough that we have Holocaust deniers? You know, when you have Holocaust deniers and anti-Semites who hate Jews to begin with, and then you see an event like this, do you think this helps that situation? Does it help the cynicism surrounding the Holocaust to use the Holocaust to sell Obama's agenda? What in the world has this president done, I ask again, to win the Ambassador for Humanity Prize? Please tell me. Why not give it to Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson, who've done so much to help the black Christians in Nigeria, for example? What does Spielberg, Katzenberg, Geffen, and the others really want from Obama? Why has Hollywood sold its soul to this president? Is it Hollywood tax credits? I have an article from the New York Times, Hollywood begs for a tax break in some states, including California. And I read that entertainment companies and Hollywood unions are looking for $2 billion in new tax breaks to increase movie and TV production in California, which has lost business to states like New York with far more generous subsidies. Last year, for the first time, more studio movies were filmed in Louisiana than in California, according to the nonprofit Film LA. Did you hear what I just said to you? Follow the money. That's one thing. You say, okay, makes sense then. But don't use the graves of 6 million Jews to peddle your money.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
President Obama was the guest of honor on Wednesday at a fundraising gala celebrating the USC Shoah Foundation. He shared a table with Steven Spielberg and Bruce Springsteen and chatted with Barbara Streisand and Samuel L. Jackson. Spielberg established the foundation 20 years ago to collect video testimonies from survivors of the Holocaust and other genocides. The video archive now includes more than 50,000 personal accounts and is available to schools across the globe.
All right. Well,
Spielberg said of the
foundation. And for 1 hour now on the Savage Nation, I have been railing against the use of the graves of 6 million dead Jews to curry favor with the president, using the graves of 6 million dead Jews and 3 million others who died at the hands of the Nazi butchers to push an agenda is as low as it gets. You'd say, all right, well, they can give the award to who they want. Well, can they? I guess they can. So if you are a supporter of Hollywood or a supporter of Obama, you have that right. Can anyone listening to this show right now in the Savage Nation call and speak to millions of listeners and tell us why you think Obama deserved the Ambassador for Humanity Prize, the highest honor of the USC Shoah Foundation in Los Angeles? Can you give one example of the so-called Atrocities Prevention Board created by Obama that has prevented any atrocities in the world? I'm not speechless. I'm never speechless. And when I'm speechless, you'll know about it. I won't be on the radio. But I say, well, why are you going on about this? I don't know of a bigger topic right now that, let's say, that agitates me. This is agitating me. It got me sick last night. I couldn't sleep. I was agitated. This is one of the most cynical events I've seen in my life. As certainly in the history of the Obama administration, there's nothing more cynical than this. I'm not a fan of the Hollywood sewer pipe, as you well know. The hypocrisy gets me sick. I understand it's only a business. They have a right to peddle whatever they want. Just as a drug dealer has a right to sell drugs, Spielberg, Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg have a right to sell violence and pornography. It's legal. There's no law against selling pornography and violence. No matter how well you wrap yourself as anti-violent or violence against women, you can do what you want. It's a free country. I get it. But then there's got to be a limit somewhere. To me, the limit was crossed last night. The dike was breached. When you take the graves of 6 million and use the Holocaust for this, it's sickening. Now, this is something the Anti-Defamation League or one of the other professional organizations should take on and say, you know, Mr. President, or you know, Mr. Speaker, how could they do that when they're part and parcel of the same game? How can they? Are you offended by Hollywood libs using the Holocaust for political reasons? Do you agree with John Kerry that the Boko Haram violence and terrorism is a result of poverty? Did you hear that list? I will do that in a minute. You're not going to believe it. We used to hear in the 60s that the youth in America, the inner city youth they used to call them, were committing rapes, murders, crimes, and other felonies because of poverty. Well, I was poor. I didn't rape, murder, commit any felonies, so far as I know. My father told me, you want to make anything of yourself, you have to make it on your own. He didn't tell me to go out and hold someone up or play the knockout game with my friends and pick an innocent old person and beat them up in the streets. You can blame poverty all you want, Mr. Kerry, but it's a big lie. It's the big liberal lie that poverty causes crime. Now he's taking it to a new level. The administration is crazy. Either they're drug addicts or they're insane. I don't have any other answer for it. Either they're all on drugs the way Hitler and his cohorts were. I don't understand it. How can you blame Muslim fundamentalist terrorism on poverty? How can you do that? Boko Haram is not doing this because of poverty. They're doing it against Christians. That's not poverty. That's genocide, John. Even you should know what genocide is. You're a great war hero. I mean, you said American troops were committing genocide against Vietnamese citizens. So you know what genocide is, John Kerry. Okay, I make my point. And now I'll take your calls. I will take my calls on both sides of the aisle. WABC John in New York City, go ahead, please. Does Obama deserve that award?
Dr. Michael Savage, he certainly deserves that award. If he deserved the Nobel Peace Prize, he certainly deserves this award.
Okay, I mean, it's in the same category.
Right, the guy's a bum. He's got to go. Dr. Savage, I'm glad you're on the radio. What a breath of fresh air.
Well, I'm glad you're listening. Unless someone in New York is listening, at least I have one listener in Manhattan on WABC. It's good to know when someone says, I love your show. So I'm glad I have one listener. Lexington, Kentucky, WVLK, Christy, welcome to the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
Thanks. I was just saying that I think Obama does deserve the humanitarian award.
For what reason?
Because he helped to get millions of Americans that had been uninsured for decades. He helped to get them insurance, like myself.
Does that include illegal aliens who are not citizens? Do they deserve health care?
It includes me, and I work for
I know it's all about you. I get it. It's all about you, but who's paying for your health care?
I'm paying for it. I've been working since I was...
Okay, and who's paying for the health care of the millions of non-citizens?
They're not getting health care.
Oh, yes, they are. I guess you haven't studied the fine print. I guess you are like Nancy Pelosi, who didn't read the bill before she signed it. I guess you're like Nancy Pelosi, who said you'll have to pay for it before you know what's in it. Well, you're wrong, Christy. Actually, the reverse is true. He's actually decimating the greatest health care system the world has ever seen. Only you are so focused on your own pain, and I get that, that you don't understand the long-term damage this will do to the greatest health care system in the world. You will have anything but the best health care system in the world. But even on that basis alone, even if you believe Obamacare is the greatest thing since, let us say, Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid, does that make him an ambassador for humanity? Is that why they gave him the award? Well, maybe I didn't see that. I guess that's why he won the award, is because of Obamacare. How did I not see that? I see. It's because of Obamacare they gave him the award. I don't think that's what Spielberg intended, but, you know, who knows? Maybe that's the reason. WABC, Freddie, how do you feel about the award going to Obama last night? Freddie, WABC line 5, yes or no? You're on the air? Yes or no? Freddie's gone. Okay. WJR, Vince, you're next up on the Savage Nation from Detroit. Go ahead, please.
Hey. Hi, Dr. Savage. How you? I want to tell you, I'll tell you what it's about. It's about the money. It's about the money. Are you still there, doctor?
No, I'm listening. What do you mean it's about the money? How? I mean, I said it's about a tax break that they're looking for. Is that what you're alleging?
No, I'll tell you real quick. The movies aren't selling anything. Obama's popular. And these guys, movie producers, can get their names on, you know, in the public. That's why they're doing it, to get their, to sell their movies. And real quick, doctor, I've tried about 4 times before this to get through to you.
All right, well, thanks. You're not going to get through again. You got real lucky just now with that unfocused call, but okay, it happens. You got lucky on the 5th try. Don't try again, that's all. Hollywood begs for a tax break in some states, including California. As I said to you in the last hour, I don't know if you know that, but last year, for the first time, more studio movies were filmed in Louisiana than in California, according to the nonprofit film L.A. So they want tax credits. And while California itself allots about $2 billion in annual general credits to state businesses for research and development, few, if any, industries have enjoyed state largesse as big as the entertainment sector. But, if you remember, there was a recent arrest of a California state senator accused of accepting bribes in exchange for supporting film credit legislation. Did you hear what I just said? The recent arrest of a California state senator by the FBI accused of accepting bribes in exchange for supporting film credit legislation is a big, big deal. Tax credits. And so there's much more to the picture than meets the eye. Spielberg, Geffen, Katzenberg created Obama. Before he was known, no one knew of him. He was an unknown senator from Illinois, hardly attended to make votes. He wasn't there. He was out to lunch like he is as president. How it begins is how it goes. He was a lazy senator. He's a lazy president. He's very activist when it comes to receiving awards, accolades, and at fundraisers. Not very good when it comes to actual policy making that really works. in my opinion, except for Obamacare, which will turn out to be a Frankenstein, as sure as we're all sitting here. But I don't want to talk about Obamacare. It's not my topic. It's someone else's topic. And so I believe that tax breaks may be one of the reasons Spielberg gave him the Ambassador for Humanity Award. You say, good, so you solved your own question. So what are you talking about? I could hear my father talking to me from heaven. He went there, I think, in 1970. I hope he's there, and I hope I'll be there. But he left in 1970, a long time ago, and he's looking down with a cynical eye on me, a skeptical eye, rather, and he's saying, you just answered your own question, Savage. Move on. I'm not going to move on, Dad. I'm not going to move on because I don't think there's a topic like this in the entire world. Although there is another one, Dad, now that you mention it. I'm all right, Dad, said Bob Dylan. Remember that song, Neil? I'm all right, Dad. That's a great song. And we're going to talk about the media rules we read about yesterday and work that into the show right now. We read on the Drudge Report and elsewhere that the FCC was looking to legislate and control the Internet and talk radio. And everyone was alarmed. And we're going to spend a minute right now talking about the FCC looking at conservative media. And what you're going to hear from me is something you won't expect. You're not going to expect what you're about to hear. We're going to spend a minute and discuss the rules surrounding media and politics. Because as Bob Dylan wrote, the times they are changing. Now, I feel some of your eyes rolling into the back of your head. As many of you are moving to your iPhone to go onto social networks instead of listening to this show today on the Savage Nation. This is all about propaganda. It's about controlling what you see and hear and how the influences that are aimed at you influence you. You see, the chair of the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, Paul Goodman, told the Washington Examiner that some in his office would like to regulate the media in the same way that PACs are regulated. This would be a monstrous change to how we do things right now and would remove the ability of news outlets, websites, talk shows to endorse candidates or promote issues. The fear is these changes would basically kill talk radio and websites. Now, you have to understand something. As a radio or TV station owner, there are already some very specific rules into how they're allowed to accept advertising dollars from a candidate. The rules are there for a reason. It's to keep station owners from giving away ad time to one candidate while charging another candidate $1 million per 60-second spot. Did you understand that? But these rules do not apply to programming, or as we are fond of in the business, we refer to the stuff you see and hear in between the commercials, programming. These rules do not apply to such programming. Yet, more importantly, these efforts to change the rules have not yet been balanced and aimed at all media. It's been focused only on one political segment. Guess which one? Now, it may seem like a good idea to you that you don't want to see candidates being given free ad time, but you must understand where this is coming from and where it goes. And that is the bigger picture. And if they're going to regulate conservatives, they have to regulate liberals, don't they? How about the free ad time that they use on MSNBC to promote not only liberal ideas, but liberal politicians at the exclusively liberal politicians? Why are they not talking about controlling them? And that's why it's not a good idea. When I come back, I'll take your calls on this and other topics right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. It is the Savage Nation. So, Putin, let me make it simple. The Cold War is becoming hot because of Obama's bungling. Because of Obama, Susan Rice, and the four horsewomen of the apocalypse, the Cold War has suddenly become very hot indeed. With the news breaking now that Putin is overseeing Russian nuclear forces exercise. President Vladimir Putin today, Thursday, watched a military exercise involving Russia's nuclear forces amid escalating tensions over Ukraine. At the same time this happens, the fools of Hollywood, who run the Hollywood sewer pipe, give Obama the Ambassador for Humanity Prize. I can't say mind-boggling because it's a phrase that has no meaning anymore. Putin oversees Russian nuclear forces exercise. Obama has bungled relations with Russia unlike any since the Cold War. Why? You know, you don't understand what just happened. I completely understand it. Everything was sort of in balance in Ukraine. It was calm. And there was a duly elected president in Ukraine. He was elected. He was not put in by Putin. He was elected. The United States and the EU stirred up the masses to overthrow him and gave them weapons and firebombs. They firebombed the palace, the legislative palace, and they drove the duly elected president out of office, and then all hell broke loose. It was the United States and the EU that did this. You say, including John McCain, who should be given a jail sentence for what he did. If there was an anti-Nobel Prize, John McCain should get it, and he should be put in prison as crimes against humanity for what he did in Ukraine. That man is a bumbling maniac, in my opinion. The most dangerous U.S. senator in history was not Joseph McCarthy, but John McCain, for what he's doing to the world right now. But I'll get back to that in a minute. Don't say McCarthy, say McCain. The most dangerous senator in U.S. history, John McCain. So he goes there and gives a speech in December, stirs up the masses. Girls with tight jeans and iPhones make firebombs, and everyone loves them, especially those in the media. As you know, if you wear tight jeans and have an iPhone, you must be on the right side of history. And the rest is history. Ukraine goes up into flames. So Putin says, wait a minute. What the West wants to do here is turn Ukraine into a part of the European Union and then make them a member of NATO and then move troops in that territory right up to my border, the border of Russia. I'm not going to permit that. I need a buffer zone. That's why Putin reacted the way he did. That's why he took Crimea, and that is why he's on the border with Ukraine right now. Do you understand this is Obama's doing? The greatest tragedy that you have seen yet in your lifetime could happen, all because of this faker in the White House, surrounded by the college girls, the very dangerous rad lib girls, the four horsewomen of the apocalypse. One man's opinion. And Spielberg and company give him the Ambassador for Humanity Award.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
The abduction of nearly 300 African Christian girls by Muslim extremists in Nigeria is an example of radical Islam at its worst. It'll get even worse yet. And yet, the United States has done nothing. Instead of sending drones over to kill the leadership while signaling it, you don't signal you're going to attack the enemy. You need surprise to attack an enemy, as stealthy as this guy is. Instead of doing that, Obama gives a big speech. They're going to send a team over there, and there's not even any military in the team. What has this man done? What has this man done, I'm asking you, over and over again? Over again, I won't stop. At this Hollywood Award Gala, they give him the Humanitarian of the Year, Humanity Award of the Year. And I'm incensed by this. I'm incensed because they're using the graves of 6 million Jews to sell a political agenda. It's disgusting. On top of it all, Obama created the Atrocities Prevention Board and has not prevented any atrocities, whether it be in Sudan, Syria, or Nigeria, nothing. And yet he got a standing ovation. He got a standing ovation last night. And nobody could, I can't understand it. He's done nothing and they gave him an award, like the Nobel Peace Prize. Is this how sick liberals are? Are liberals really this sick? Are they this weak? I've written a best-selling book years ago called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. Maybe that explains it. Maybe I'm being overly harsh about Spielberg, Katzenberg, and Geffen and the others. Maybe they're mentally ill and I shouldn't pick on them. I mean, you could be a mentally ill trillionaire. I heard of a very, 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 very famous film director whose name I cannot mention for fear of loss. Very, very, very famous film director. Very anti-American movies. One of the A-list, triple A-list directors from an insider who on a certain New Year's Eve sent out emails saying he was all alone, lonely, didn't know what to do, was in the well of loneliness, on drugs, medicated to the rafters. Medicated to the rafters. And I think this is the death of the West in front of my eyes. Medicated, 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 medicated. Mix it with alcohol. Mix it with hard drugs. And then you have the admixture called the sewer pipe of Hollywood. That's my. I mean, you could put a tuxedo on a pig, and you'd have the same result as I see last night from the Hollywood moguls doing this. I've never seen anything like it. I don't want to get burlesque here about it. I think I made my point. I don't have to undermine it. I'm not going to undermine it. I've towed the line here. I've walked a very tight line. No one in the history of radio could have done what I've done so far. No one can do it. No one would dare do it. It's very safe to talk about Obamacare and the Constitution over and over and over and over and over and over. The kind of radio that you would run for a Pets in a House, for example. I mean, that kind of talk radio about Obamacare is the kind of radio that you leave on for a dog in a house in case the dog's lonely and you want to calm him down. You run that type of radio. In 3 hours about Obamacare or something like John Hancock, 3 hours of it. The dog hears a voice, he figures out someone's home. I don't do that kind of radio. I try to do something significant to myself that I think will be of significance and of interest to you. Of course there has to be showmanship in it. There's very little showmanship in a show like this because there's nothing I can say that would be a comedic in the political arena. There's nothing comedic about a president who is such a complete and total fraud that Hollywood falls on its face to give him an award like this. There's nothing comedic about a president who is such a disaster that the entire Middle East is in flames and now the Cold War has turned hot. There's nothing comedic about any of this. The man has upset the entire world, and not for the betterment of humanity. And yet, humanity is the name of the award they gave him. I think I'm going to just take calls right now on the program. Now we're going to move on to other topics, but you've been holding so long, we're going to go to your calls on the program. Okay, are you ready? KSFO, San Francisco. Rachel, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. Rachel, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation, line three.
Yes, I just want to comment on the humanitarian award. The hypocrisy of Hollywood is just disgusting. I am not one who idolizes actors, and unfortunately that's our culture in America.
Where do you live? You live in the San Francisco area, I assume, Rachel?
San Jose.
But they say the most popular people in the San Bay Area are movie stars like Sean Penn and the comedian Robin Williams. You don't worship them?
No, I don't worship them. I don't look up to Beyonce or Jay-Z. No, not at all. Most of
But Rachel, if you don't look up to Hollywood stars, especially in the Bay Area, you know the government may have to visit you and give you some kind of re-education training because they are our elite. They really are the epitome of humanity.
Well, I moved out here from Memphis, Tennessee, and it's
Southern belle in the West.
Yes, but not.
Well, you must be very lonely. I doubt very much that you met a nice man to date out here.
I actually am engaged.
Oh, well, you're one of the few. You may have found the only man left who likes women who isn't married.
True, and actually, when I first met him, and he told me he lives in California, I looked at him. I said, "You must be a dumb liberal," and I just walked off. And he still followed me and, you know, was trying to get my attention. I finally fell for him, so.
Oh, you fell for him. What does falling mean? What does the phrase fell for him mean? How does that work?
I guess.
Why have so many millions fallen for Obama? They're actually in love with him. Rachel. You said you fell in love with a man. The word fell in. Why are so many millions of Americans, have they fallen in love with Obama?
I really don't know.
Does it mean you're a racist if you don't love him?
Absolutely not.
I'm starting to think that anyone who doesn't love him may be a racist, including black people who don't love him. It could be that they're secret crypto racists, and they don't even know it because they don't love him enough. Look, in North Korea, the way you show your love is you clap every time Kim Jong, mentally ill, Un shows up. And you clap and clap and clap, and if you're the last man not clapping, you get executed. I think that's where we're going in America. You got to show your love for your leader. That's the way it's done in a totalitarian state. WABC, Michael, you're next up. Fire away.
Michael, my heart has been broken by what this president has been doing to our country.
and now receiving this award, he's broken my heart just tremendously. My grandparents were killed in Auschwitz, and I think this is absolutely disgusting. And, you know, the people in Hollywood who have, you know, kissing his butt and all that kind of stuff, you know, nobody has helped the black race any more than the Jewish people and dying in the South, you know, when our kids go to school and all that stuff. And just they're all dancing on everybody's grave, you know. They're dancing on America.
Michael, I want to ask you a simple question. Did you know about this award ceremony last night before the show today on my show?
Not till I heard about it on your show.
All right, so I'm the one passing the news on to you that he was given this big award as Ambassador for Humanity by Spielberg and Company. And what, when you first heard it today on the show, can you tell the audience what your initial gut reaction was?
My gut reaction was to start crying. This man has done nothing except make the world a more dangerous place, and he's doing it's so obvious, you know, personal things, and he's laughing all the way to the bank with this award and these people in Hollywood. I mean,
okay, so why do so many brilliant Jewish people in Hollywood give him such an award?
You know, they're the same as him. They're looking out for their own butts, and they're trying to you know.
All right, so okay, that's fair enough. It's a commercial decision, but you have the same sense of disgust that I do about using the graves of 6 million to do so. Isn't that the issue?
Yes, and they're dancing on the graves of Martin Luther King and all kinds of other people who, you know, the Jewish people have always been compassionate for the black race and the black people, and they're all just dancing on all these people's graves and not giving a damn about what's going on in the world. You know?
Well, you know, maybe I care too much. I don't know, Michael, maybe saying, who gave you the right to be the conscience for America? Who gave you the right to speak as though you speak for those dead? But are you offended by my talking about it, Michael, since you lost relatives in the Holocaust? Are you at all offended by it?
Not at all. My God, you're bringing light to evil. I mean, it's plain and simple. Not at all. My God.
See, I got to tell you something. I know what risk I took in doing today's program thus far, and I can guarantee you there will be big, big, powerful people in Hollywood who take umbrage with what I have said, not because it is untrue, but because it is true, and because they have been seen for what they are. It's not that the king has no clothes. It's the king is a total degenerate, and I mean the Hollywood degenerates, and I thank you for calling. They're, you know, when I say degenerate, I'm not referring to their sexual proclivities. I could care less what they may be. I'm talking about degenerates as human beings. This is called degeneracy. That's what I'm talking about. It's degeneracy, this kind of thing. And I am now being maybe a little preachy. Maybe I become too preachy and not entertaining enough. So perhaps I should share with you what I just had for lunch. Would that entertain you? I'm not going to do it. I refuse to tell you that I've gone off my strict diet once again, and that I had a hamburger, french fries, mushrooms, ketchup, followed by two drinks last night after saying I didn't drink for 3 nights. And I can't say I feel any worse for it. I don't feel any better for it. I just feel, well, I do feel much better for it. Sorry. I rarely eat hamburgers. I needed the meat. I had to have the meat. It was talking about the grizzly bear yesterday that got to me. Grizzly bear Savage needed that hamburger. And Teddy, poor Teddy, was lying on the couch, my little poodle, and I gave him just some carrots from the steamed vegetables. And he looked at me like, oh, you're really a sport. Oh, man, you're really a sport. Thanks for that carrot. May I also have a green bean while you're eating the meat? You're really a sport, man. Thank you for that carrot. How about a piece of zucchini? I don't really need the meat. I mean, I'm only a carnivore, but yeah, I love the carrots and zucchini there. I really love that stuff. Anyway, my fangs feel satisfied right now. My four canine teeth were finally used for their real purpose. I love people who say man is meant to be a vegetarian. You can be a vegetarian, but you're not designed to be a vegetarian. You are not. You can live very well and be very strong as such, but you're actually designed to be an omnivore. That's what your cutting and tearing teeth are for. You know those four cutting teeth? Take your thumbs and put it on the top. Two sharp teeth. Those four sharp teeth are made for ripping and tearing flesh, and the rear teeth are made for grinding vegetables. But you can live if you know how to balance your vegetarianism. Most people don't, which is why most people who are vegetarians are very weak-minded. Not all, but most are very, very, very weak. And those on gluten-free diets are amongst the weakest-minded people in America. They don't even know what gluten is. If you were to stop 100 people at a gluten-free counter and say, what is gluten, they couldn't answer the question. It's another, it's like, why is Obama getting the Ambassador to Humanity Award? Well, because he deserved it. Why do you eat gluten-free food? I don't know, I feel better. Well, sure you feel better because it's not a controlled experiment. If I told you something was good for you or something was good for you that I'm taking by removing something from your food and I did an experiment with you and nothing was actually done to your food, a good percentage of you would feel better without it. That, there, you feel better now? I went into food. I'll be right back to talk about politics right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Live from the Savage Nation. Yeah, here I am back again. I'm sure Spielberg, Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Geffen are not listening to the show. We don't exist for them. We're just a joke. We are just a footnote to the media in radio. We're considered the outcasts of the media. We're at the bottom of the heap. So since we're at the bottom of the media heap, we'll continue to talk about how much we respect Spielberg for giving Obama the Ambassador and Humanity Prize at a Holocaust memorial dinner. Our opinions don't count. After all, we're not important movie stars. And so, therefore, we little people can continue to have our own opinions. I just ask you over and over again, what has Obama done to warrant such an award? The answer is nothing. I asked you, are you offended by Hollywood using the graves of 6 million Jews for political purposes? I've asked you those questions, and you've told me no lies. It's that simple. WJR, Detroit. Richard, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. There is a common thread underlying several of the themes you've developed today, and my take on this is that Obama is not a leader. Obama is not the cause. Obama is an effect. He's their man. He's their front man. And the reason they take such extravagant care of him is because that giant ego and that appearance is very, very important. When they go in the back room, he sits down on a stool and they circle around him and tell him how things ought to go next. He is the epitome, the product of the progressive system in the United States.
Well, I keep saying that I know for a fact that before he was even known, the first big money raised for him was raised in Hollywood in the very same homes that are supporting him now. They are the people who put him in office. When he was unknown, they took an unknown man and created him into a political figure who became president. So he is doing their bidding in that regard. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. I worked at a bank, and it was my happy duty, I say sarcastically, to go to a lot of Democratic Party fundraisers and represent the bank. And there were a lot of prominent white suburbanites and a lot of prominent Jewish business people involved. And they promoted a guy and made him mayor of the city that I live in that ruined the city. Now he's in the state government waiting for his chance to be majority leader, still propped up and still pushed by this same group of people. And for these people, Michael, I'm going to tell you something that you already really know, and that is that power, money, and influence are thicker than blood with those people.
That's all well and good, and there's nothing new under the sun. They crossed the line in Hollywood, in my opinion, by using the graves of 6 million Jews to push a political agenda. And I rest my case. That's it. You're not going to hear about it again on this show until tomorrow. If it gets bigger and we get some of the tapes and I get offended again, you'll hear about it again. Give me 15 minutes, which you've done, and I've given you America. This is Michael Savage. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And here we go into hour number three on The Savage Nation. Welcome to the program. If you can't join the conversation, 855-400-728, though. You know, this show comes through a control room, out of a control room in Dallas. There is a tornado warning issued for northeastern Dallas County right now. And my bunker, my real bunker, is the control room in Dallas. I pioneered the word, the use of the word bunker in 1994 when I started talking about it. Then it became a parody of itself, and it's still being used by others. I can't understand why. But my guys are actually in a studio bunker in Dallas, running off a generator right now. So I hope we don't have a breakdown. They have a monster diesel generator in the studio. I see them on Skype. I don't see any. Hey, wait a minute. That's plaster falling down on my guys there. No, I'm just joking. There's nothing going on. I don't see any wires hanging, no plaster falling on them through Skype. Breaking news, tornado warning issued for northeastern Dallas County. So there's pretty good news out there. Missed opportunity. Clinton resisted labeling Boko Haram a terror group. Oh, what a mistake. What a mistake. Boko Haram is a Muslim group that terrorizes Nigeria's Christian community. You wouldn't know that from the media. There are other stories. The one I've been talking about is the scandal. It's scandalous. There's no, you know, we say a thing is scandalous. What went on in Hollywood last night was worse than pornography. It was using the graves of 6 million dead Jews in the Holocaust to push Obama's agenda by giving him an award that I cannot understand he deserves for any reason. This is that simple. And that's what I was talking about. He was given an award by Spielberg and company called the Ambassador for Humanity Award, and we've been talking about that. And it doesn't get any more cynical than that. And that's my main point. I don't know how you took to this subject. Did you like it? Do you feel I did a good job? Were you offended by my take on it? The phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's go to WABC in New York. Joe, your opinion counts. What do you think of the show thus far?
Well, Dr. Savage, thank you for taking my call. And I would like to commend you on the show today. And I would ask that you keep exposing this disgrace who calls himself the Commander-in-Chief.
Hold on. I'm not exposing him. I was talking about Spielberg. I was talking about Katzenberg. I was talking about Barbara Streisand. I was talking about the entire Hollywood constellation that would go to such an event, the gala Wednesday evening, receiving, giving him such an award. It's they who I say are exploiting the Holocaust, not him. He just took what they gave him. All right, thank you for the call. No, I mean, don't confuse what I was saying. I wasn't even talking about him in a way other than saying I don't think he deserved it at all. It's that simple. Where's Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton on Nigeria on the kidnapping of by Muslims of Christian girls? I'm sorry. Where are they? Where you don't need them. They're marching for illegal aliens. That's where they are. And meanwhile, Russia's doing a nuclear exercise. The great man of peace, the great humanitarian, has turned the Cold War hot. There's no laughing matter. I mean, I hope to God that it doesn't get worse. People are afraid right now about what Obama's done. They won't even admit it. Russian aircraft carrier sails into English Channel. Okay, that's number one. Putin tests his nuclear forces. That's number two. Why is this happening? Well, if you don't know history, you're condemned to repeat it. And I'm afraid most of you don't know your history, so you're condemned to repeat it. It's that simple. Meanwhile, Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Spielberg are celebrating, dancing on the rear deck of the Titanic, giving out awards to those who don't deserve them in the names of humanity. WFTL, Evan, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Savage. I worked for Jewish families for 10 years in the Bay Area, and they always harped on if it saves one life. And I think that's the connection with their praising him and awarding him with the Humanitarian Award because they see his policymaking as intentions to save at least just one life. But they never see the ramifications of his policies.
Well, the actual phrase says, he who saves a single life, it is as though he has saved the entire world. But it doesn't mean that if you save a single life, you have saved the entire world. The phrase says, it is as if he has saved the entire world. But you don't wreck a nation to save a single life, do you?
I'm sorry?
You don't wreck a nation to save a single life, do you?
Absolutely not.
Okay. You don't wreck the world to save a single life. And today, Eric Holder passes a law and threatens schools that they must enroll illegal aliens in school. They can't ask for their birth certificate. They can't ask for their residency. Wait, it even gets worse. Holder tells school districts that the federal Justice Department will be down on them like a ton of bricks if they don't enroll illegals, even without identification, and they can't even ask for the child's age. So they can take a 10-year-old and say, well, he's five, and put him in the first grade from Mexico. This is what you call humanity, these people? It has nothing to do with that. This is an agenda-driven, psychotic administration that will do anything it can to destroy the United States of America. That's what they seem to be doing to me. Why would you enroll millions of illegal aliens into our schools when the schools could hardly teach English-speaking children how to read, write, and add? Why would you do that? Because you want to help the children or you want to ruin the schools? Because you can't have it both ways. It's that simple. And I'm not Larry King. I am not Larry King. I'm Michael Savage. It's that simple. What would you like to talk about? You know the phone number. We've got great calls. KSFO Rose, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please, from San Francisco.
I was wondering if you knew that President Clinton gave Spielberg a grant at the time when he first started recording these Holocaust victims, and I thought, oh, isn't that wonderful? He certainly has the money to do it. Well, then,
Wait. You mean the federal government gave Spielberg a grant for the Shoah Center?
No, I wasn't even Shoah at that time, probably. It was just that he was recording these Holocaust victims, and he was given this grant of money towards that.
Okay, but now they have a big Shoah Center at USC, which seems to be well-funded. Are you suggesting you may be onto something here? Does the Shoah Center receive federal money?
Well, I'm not suggesting that now.
But Rose, you may be right. It could explain everything. Because, listen to me, Rose. Something I've learned over the last few years of why certain people go to charity events and get awards is because they gave that charity a large grant. In other words, if you give the charity $100,000, they give you an award calling you this. So maybe they're looking for some federal handout here.
I don't know now, but I was upset that they used the taxpayers' money when Spielberg certainly had the billions to handle it himself without...
I see. I get the point. I hear you. That's interesting. I didn't even see that. And as cynical as I am, as skeptical as I am, I didn't even see that. Is there a doctor in the house? Meaning, is there an economist in the house who can tell me definitively, does Spielberg's USC Shoah Center receive federal funds? Because if they do, bingo, case closed. I finally found out why they gave, if that's true, why they gave him the Ambassador for Humanity Award. There may be a little grant coming their way. Oh, how did I not see that? How did I not see that? Because we don't know if it's true. That's how. We're only guessing now. What else is in the news? It's so bad people are depressed. They don't want to hear it. They're turning off the news, giving up the internet. People are turning off radio. They're not reading newspapers. They don't listen to the evening news anymore because it's all so bad. Meanwhile, in Nigeria, the Boko Haram Muslim fanatics are doing what they're doing, killing people because of poverty, says John Kerry. I swear to God, I'm not making it up. Robert, can you get the John Kerry soundbite ready? Do you know which soundbite that is? I can look it up. Why don't you play it right now, because people don't believe what I just said.
We see with what is happening in Nigeria with Boko Haram, the extents to which this can disrupt the world. It's a challenge to all of us. And what I saw in Africa convinced me as I talked to leader after leader and asked them how they balance this tension of these challenges that they face. They all talked about poverty.
Okay,
and
you
the
see
need
the lie
to alleviate
is a big
poverty.
Lie. This is like Goebbels
and
now.
Now
shut up. Please shut up. Please, sir. You have a fortune from your wife. Can't you just spend it and leave us alone? To call what the radical Muslims are doing, which is a religious war against Christians, a result of poverty, permits other liars in the State Department and in the liberal establishment to get away with reality. They're getting away with unreality, rather. You understand and I understand that the war is against black Christians in Nigeria and in Africa by Muslims. And yet, Kerry gives the big lie to the fact that it's about poverty? Well, this follows the State Department and some of their other dummies who have said the same exact thing, that it's about poverty, not about the religious element. They will not talk about religion. I will give you a quote. Quote, then Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Johnny Carson told the Senate Committee in March 2012 the following. He said it is important to note that religion is not the primary driver behind extremist violence in Nigeria. Now, that, of course, is a total lie. That would be like saying that the Nazis put Jews into the concentration camp not for religious reasons, but because of poverty. You understand it's the same exact lie? I mean, I don't know how else. I can't mince words. My mind doesn't think deviously. I cannot think deviously. I can't twist words to make my point. To me, that's how I see it. The State Department idiot then went on to say that Boko Haram attempts to exploit... Well, I can't read it. I can't even read how these policy wonks think or speak. Do you believe that mass beheadings, raping young women and turning them into slaves is based upon poverty? Do you believe that the forced conscription of Christian youths, forced marriages of girls as young as 8 years old by these radical Muslims, by Boko Haram members, it has to do with money, not to do with a religious war? No, I don't think so. And yet, your Secretary of Hate, John Kerry, pushes the big lie. The big lie that is going across Nigeria, where the Boko Haram has declared war, those are Muslims, on non-Islamic people, including the Christian minority in Africa's most populous country. Shame on you, John Kerry. But if you had any shame, you wouldn't be Secretary of State, would you? You understand the Secretary of State is just simply a waiting room for the presidency. My suggestion is, John, you're going to be waiting an awfully long time in that horrible place called Foggy Bottom. I doubt very much that you could make it. Because if you can't make it there, you can't make it anywhere, John. Hillary Clinton didn't make it as Secretary of State. Everything she touched went up in smoke. From Libya to Syria to the Soviet Union, it's gone up in smoke. And my suspicion is she will not be the next president. Despite what people are saying, oh, she's the next president. Oh, she can't lose. Oh, she's the next president. No, she isn't. My prediction is she is not the next president. My prediction is that not only Benghazi, but the entire Middle East and this horrible, horrible Cold War that has emerged as a result of this bungling by Hillary and the others will absolutely end her chance for the presidency. And if there is a sane Democrat out there, they would know that. And they would run a real primary where people could say, you know what, not another Clinton. We had 8 years of the dirty dresses. We don't want it anymore. And one man's opinion. But since I'm not listened to by anybody, never mind the millions of listeners I allegedly have and the 200-some-odd stations I allegedly have and the many bestsellers I've written, pay no attention to that. Instead, listen to Conan O'Brien, who was at the Holocaust Awards ceremony last night. Now, that's a reliable source. I'm Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. To see Spielberg, Katzenberg, and the other Hollywood moguls presenting Obama with the Humanitarian of the Year Award got me sick. I actually got sick last night. I couldn't sleep. How in the world can Spielberg and Katzenberg and Geffen and these other geniuses not see that the world sees through them? Do they think that we are all drug addicts who go to their movies and sit like dummies eating popcorn? Do they think that we are all their puppets to be played with forever? Do they not see that there are those of us out there who can see right through this? So what is it that Spielberg wants from Obama? What is it that Geffen and Katzenberg want from Obama? I mean, there's got to be a financial element to this. There's no reason to give Obama the Ambassador for Humanity Award last night in Los Angeles. Spielberg et al. Was there. They can do what they want as a private organization, but I am saying to you to use the graves of 6 million Jews and 3 million others, to do so is disgusting. Moreover, Obama, by my estimation, is the most anti-Israel president since Israel was created. Everything he has said has indicated this. Everything he has done has indicated this. And I think I've made my case. But again, you talk about Boko Haram and Nigeria. It's Christians who are being targeted. These are Christian girls who have been kidnapped and will be sold into slavery. And by the way, the team that Obama said he's sending to Nigeria does not include a military team. I was shocked to see this. Instead, he's going to send a bunch of girls and boys from Ivy League colleges, along with the FBI, to talk about it in Nigeria, but do nothing about it. He could have used drones on Boko Haram leadership. He could have launched drones without saying a word. Instead, he chose to make another show. Everything this president does is the Potemkin incident. Everything the president does is a charade. There's nothing authentic about him. So you say, well, what are you getting so excited about? If you know he's a phony, and if you know everything he does is a phony, what are you talking about it for? Well, that's a good point. Why am I talking about it? Why does it even agitate me? And then you can go further and say they're all phonies. Every president's a fake and a front man. They mean nothing. Okay, well, you could take that position, too. And then you can go golfing if you want to, go play tennis. You know, you could do that as well. And you say, ho-hum, I can do nothing. You could do nothing your whole life by saying it's all a charade. What do I care? What can I do? That's the right attitude. Just do nothing and assure yourself that you're smarter than everybody because you can see through the charade, and therefore you don't have to do anything. Well, that's the wrong attitude. I'll give you a simple example. There are about 10,000 of them I could give you. I'll give you one I saw this morning. A few years ago, whales were trapped under the Arctic ice because of global cooling. They couldn't get out of the ice. They couldn't get to the open sea. Yeah, oh yeah, the ice pack was so locked in, the poor whales couldn't get back out to the open sea. So humanitarians who love animals went up there and started cutting holes in the ice 2 miles long to try to get the whales out to the open sea, but then they hit almost a mountain of ice because the ice had compressed between two floes. It compressed and they couldn't cut it. They called in the Russians, who brought in an icebreaker that could plow through anything. And the Russian icebreaker came along and cut a channel right through that pack ice so that the whales could go out to the open sea, and two of the three who were trapped survived. You say, well, what are you talking about? Well, those are people who cared about whales, and they saved them. So in other words, it takes caring to save a whale.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I tell you, we've been sounding this urgency for the last 5 years. You've seen some resistance from Congress. Part of the reason of putting forward this assessment, which involved hundreds of people, experts, businesses, non-for-profits, and local communities sharing their experiences, is we want to emphasize to the public this is not some distant problem of the future.
Now, he's not talking about radical Islam. He's not talking about his inability to manage the economy. He's not talking about the fact that he turned the Middle East into a cauldron. He's not talking about the fact that he created a new Cold War. He's talking about the lie called global warming. Listen to clip number two.
Mm-hmm. This is a problem that is affecting Americans right now.
Really?
Whether it means increased flooding, greater vulnerability to drought, more severe wildfires. All of these things are having an impact
liar.
On Americans as
liar,
we speak.
Liar, your pants are on fire. This is the greatest scam that I've ever seen in my lifetime. Now, I'm a diehard conservationist. I have been my whole life. I'm an animal rights activist, not to the point of insanity. But this global warming thing has got to stop. We have to stand up to these liars. And that's why I say we should consider creating a climate prison in which we put public officials who knowingly lie to the public. This guy Holdren is the worst of them, so-called science advisor. He's claiming that allergies are a result of a global warming. I swear to God. He said the severity of seasonal allergies are a direct result of global warming. I mean, does it get any more insane than this? Does it get any more cynical than this? New report by the government rips Obama for standing by as Christians come under attack in the Middle East, and the Obama administration looks the other way. Stopping religious persecution is not on his agenda unless it's the persecution of Muslims by Muslims. A bipartisan federal commission just ruled that Obama is standing by doing nothing as Christians are being attacked across the Middle East. And speaking of which, the Boko Haram incident has me very upset. Have you ever heard of a government announcing in advance they're sending out a team to fight an enemy, giving away? Why don't they give away the group positions? Why don't they give away the home phone numbers of the men in the military who might be going over there? The answer is they're not sending men in the military. The Boko Haram Muslims who have kidnapped the Christian girls in Nigeria, the radical Muslims who have done this, are being told that we're sending over a team to do what? To negotiate with them? This is the military? This is the way they use the military? They're sending over negotiators to talk to these bloodthirsty murderers? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about this commander-in-chief, who I call this commander-in-grief, sending out a signal, we're sending a team over to Nigeria to help find the missing girls? I've never seen anything like this in my entire life. What, are they going to send a bunch of girls with the FBI from Harvard to talk to the bad guys in the forest? What are you going to offer them in exchange? What are you going to offer them in exchange? You send in the Delta Force. You send in the Navy SEALs. You drop them from 5,000 feet at night where no one sees them coming down, and they hunt them in the forest. Who ever heard of this? Obama doesn't really want them to capture Boko Haram. Oh, no. He doesn't want them caught. You see, you'll get the picture one day. Right now, it's too much. It's ahead of the class right now. The story out of Oakland, California got me sick. A group of illegal alien tree trimmers from Campos Tree Trimming were called by the idiots who run the U.S. Postal Service in Oakland, and they said that the birds in the tree were crapping on their postal trucks. And so the tree trimmers were told to cut down the branches. So the illegal aliens who were hired by Campos Tree Trimming, I assume they're illegals, since Americans don't want to do that work, I can only assume that they're not citizens, cut down the trees. The birds fell down to the ground in their nests, and they threw them into a tree trimmer while they were alive. The baby birds were screaming for their lives, and the wonderful citizens from the south of the border, because, you know, you got to understand something. They're more sensitive than we are. They're certainly more sensitive to the environment than the evil gringo. They understand nature better than we do. They're better people all around. That's why we need 60 million of them. And so the selection that Campos picked threw them into a tree chipper. So even the fair-minded people of Oakland couldn't take it anymore and started to cry and scream. And they were not pigeons, by the way. They're a state bird. They're birds protected by state and federal laws. They're called black-crowned night herons. They're gorgeous birds. And they started roosting in these ficus trees in downtown Oakland a few years ago. And why? Because they were displaced by a booming cormorant population at Lake Merritt and a construction project along the estuary. These are beautiful 2-foot-tall birds. They're gorgeous, right? Now, Oakland, to its credit, trained its public works crews to leave the birds alone and steer clear of ficus trees. But enter Campos Tree Service, the family-owned operation. They were called in by the Postal Department, and they said, cut down those trees. They said, Mr. President, cut down those trees. And they did. And the babies were thrown in their nests. The chicks were thrown in their nests into the wood chipper. And the people started to cry, and they called the Oakland police, who ordered the illegal alien tree trimmers to stop. No one could say how many of the rare birds were killed by the illegal aliens, but they rescued 5 little chicks, which are now being cared for at International Bird Rescue in Fairfield. You can laugh all you want. You could say it's do-gooder stuff. It's, you know, liberals. I don't care what you say. I bless the bird rescue people. I bless animal rights activists who actually save animals and take care of them. I give money to groups like that. They're beautiful. The rescued birds are 1 to 3 weeks old and are suffering from a range of scrapes, bruises, and ruptures. You hear this? The bird deaths and injuries were an accident, said Joe Campos, a supervisor at Campos Tree Service. Here's what he said. The crew didn't know the baby birds were in there. They were a new crew. It'll never happen again. It's a big deal, though. We don't want to destroy anything. Oh, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a criminal case, by the way, because killing nesting migratory birds is a misdemeanor, and it carries a fine of $2,000 per bird, a maximum sentence of 6 months in jail. I would say that this company should be jailed and fined for what they did, and I think the illegal aliens should be jailed and fined and deported immediately. The post office said it's a terrible upset. Augustine Ruiz, a spokesmouth for the Postal Service, said, I can certainly understand why people are upset, he said, Augustine Ruiz. The post office would never do anything to hurt wildlife. He said, we issue stamps to protect birds. This is very unfortunate. Well, you issue stamps to protect birds? unbelievable to me. I'm outraged. Don't call me on this. I can't believe this. Guano falling on postal workers? As someone wrote, that's a richly deserved turnabout. Guano falling on postal workers? The most polluting trucks on the road are postal trucks. When they come up my street, you have to close your windows for 10 minutes. Oh, this is sickening. I don't care that the birds are a problem. What do you mean tree trimmers? I will bet you $100 that this new crew of tree trimmers were hired outside in front of Home Depot last week. That's what I would say. These are not arborists. That's who they are. This is what happens when you get people who don't speak English, who have no feeling for the environment, no feeling for the country, no feeling for anything, nothing. Anyway, that's one story. You can't call me on that. There's nothing you could say. Shorebird woodchipper massacre reported in Oakland. I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with me that I like bears and birds and elephants and gorillas, and I give money to protect them. It's only so much you could take till you just want to crawl into an oven. I can't take it anymore. It's sickening. Why is man such a ruthless beast? Why is mankind such an ugly, disgusting species? Why? Why that it must kill and maim and devour everything in its sight? Why? Tell me why. Why must mankind devour everything in its sight? Okay, I'm just talking to myself now. That's all. Oh, God, I'm sorry to bum you out. I really am. I really didn't mean to bum you out. I just, there's certain things you can't take. So anyway, we'll move on. Here's an article from Fox News. A Mexican cartel allegedly hired MS-13 to carry out torture operation in Minnesota. That didn't make it to the White House. No. The Minneapolis-St. Paul metropolitan area is a long way from the home turf of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel, but that didn't stop three cartel enforcers from making their way up to the region in an attempt to hunt down two teenagers they accused of stealing drugs and money from a stash house. They were sent from L.A. to St. Paul on orders from the Sinaloa cartel, blah, 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 blah. They were tortured, blah, 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 blah. Well, I think they should be made into citizens right away, because the only reason that they're in the drug business is because they're not citizens. You don't seem to understand the thinking of liberals. These poor people who you see as gangbangers with tattoos who are violent, kill whole families, they're only that way because they're mistreated by the society. If we were a more caring society, a more accepting society, if they were given honest work, I'm positive they would erase their gang tattoos. They wouldn't be in the drug business. They'd be happy to work at McDonald's, let's say, or become a tree trimmer, a lawn care worker. They would probably have their tattoos removed. It's because of the evil gringo society that they're driven into this horrible business. And if only we were a little more accepting and tolerant, then we would be a good liberal nation. But it's those evil white men in America, especially the Republicans with pot bellies, who drive this drug trade by not giving these poor young men a chance. These poor misunderstood men are not being given a chance. I say give peace a chance, don't you? KSFO, WJR, KCMO, WABC, WMAL, Colorado Springs, you name it, we got it. WMAL in Washington, D.C. I hope that the president listens to the show. It's good for him to get out of his comfort zone. It's good for him to get out of his bubble. It's good for him to hear how America actually thinks. It's good for the president. It would be very good for the president to listen to this show for a few minutes a day. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because he may understand what America, another America, a big part of America, actually is talking about and what we actually believe. I mean, going on the O'Reilly show and being asked questions that are not really, let's say, deep. Okay, I would have asked the president 10 questions that are respectful. I would respect them in the office. But you know that I'm not O'Reilly. You understand why I call him the leprechaun. I call him the leprechaun because he's a trickster. Just get him a green suit with a pointy nose. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
President Obama was a guest of honor on Wednesday at a fundraising gala celebrating the USC Shoah Foundation. He shared a table with Steven Spielberg and Bruce Springsteen and chatted with Barbara Streisand and Samuel L. Jackson. Spielberg established the foundation 20 years ago to collect video testimonies from survivors of the Holocaust and other genocides. Spielberg said of the foundation's mission, as long as we fail to learn, our work will be urgent work.
That's all very noble, and I salute Spielberg for his fine work, but I'm disgusted with Spielberg for using the Holocaust to curry favor with Obama by giving him the Humanitarian of the Year award. It's just that simple. By the way, the Boko Haram terrorist group in Nigeria is fundamentally killing and terrorizing only the Christian community, Mr. Obama. And by the way, Mr. Spielberg, you talk so wonderfully about Obama's Atrocity Prevention Board. He has done nothing, nothing to stop the slaughter of Christians in Nigeria and around the Middle East by Muslim fanatics. Well, as we cruise into the end of hour number three on the Savage Nation across America, here are the news headlines. Putin is testing his nuke forces. Thank you, Barack Obama, for restarting the Cold War. It's exactly what we needed. And of course, you're going to get another Nobel Peace Prize for bringing Russia and the United States not closer together, but farther apart than they've been since 1952. A Russian aircraft carrier has sailed into the English Channel. Moscow show explores Lenin and Stalin. Putin is saying there's a growing Nazi ideology, not in Russia, but in Europe, in the EU. You know what? I don't think he's so wrong. Did you hear what Putin said? He's comparing the emerging European Union to the old early days of Nazism. Putin warns of growing militant nationalism and Nazi ideology in Europe. I'm not making this up. Here's what Putin said during a meeting with the leaders of Armenia and other nations. Here and there, militant nationalism is again raising its head, the same kind that brought on the appearance of Nazi ideology. On Monday, Vladimir Putin signed a bill making attempts to whitewash Nazism punishable with hefty fines and prison sentences. The law is based on the results of the Nuremberg trials held by the Allies in 1945 to 1949, which convicted most surviving Nazi leaders of war crimes, denounced fascism, and proclaimed most Nazi organizations as criminal. Can you believe this? This is amazing. He's also passed a law making it a crime to publicly desecrate symbols of Russian military glory or spreading information disrespecting public holidays related to the country's defense. I love it! That's what we need in America. Oh, I'd love to see the ACLU in jail, wouldn't you? For what they've done to this country. The atheists who tear down war memorials. We need a little Putin here in America. You do know that the Soviet Union's role in the Allied victory of World War II is a gigantic component of why we're free today. You don't know any of that. We're talking about Ukrainian nationalists who have fought against Russia and Federalists in the country's east since the ousting of President Viktor Yanukovych and the deadly riots in Kiev. The Ukrainian nationalists are followers of Nazi ideology. So when you hear Obama talk about anti-Semitism in Ukraine, he should talk about his friends in the European Union and their black-booted thugs in the Ukrainian nationalist movement. I guess that's all lost on the American people because of the American press and lack thereof. Well, that's Putin. There's other news. North Korea in racist screed against Obama. Strong earthquake shook Mexico City. Susan Rice reassures Israel on Iran nuclear ambitions. She's the same woman who got the ambassador in Libya into a hot spot, so I'm sure Israel takes her word for it. Meanwhile, the sickest story of the day, the one that actually got me fired up, was the Hollywood establishment kissing Obama's ring. It was disgusting. What's even worse is their use of the Holocaust for political gain. It got me sick. Katzenberg, Streisand, Spielberg. I mean, for Spielberg to give Obama the Shoah Foundation's Ambassador of Humanity Award is a bigger joke than the president himself. What do you mean, the Ambassador of Humanity Award? He is the most anti-Israel president in U.S. history. Why would they give him an award? Why would Spielberg bend over backwards? Answer, for political gain. It's disgusting. It's sickening. It's something that only I, Michael Savage, have the nerve to tell you. But I myself will stand by my words. I was sickened to watch the Holocaust be used by Spielberg et al. To curry favor with the most anti-Israel president of my lifetime. That's the news. This is the Savage Nation. Good night.
Savage.